I wonder if we have a very positive image of king. I think a lot of times we think a king is somebody's out to control and dominate, just worried about himself, his accumulation of power and comfort, prestige. You know, the Old Testament prophets struggled with the concept of king because they had had a lot of really rotten kings. They saw kings as shepherds, shepherds who should be caring for the flock, the people. But so often, that's not what they had. But gradually, they developed an understanding that one day, God himself was to shepherd his people. That God would come and care for his sheep. Now, the authors of the Gospels, they came to realize, along with the early church, that Jesus Christ was this shepherd. He was the promised shepherd that God himself, through his son Jesus Christ, was going to shepherd his people to eternal life. They saw him as the fulfillment of all that had been promised. If you go to St. Paul today, Paul sees in Jesus, by his dying and rising and ascending to the Father, he sees him reversing all that was done by Adam, by the sin of Adam. And it was by his very giving of himself that Paul realizes that he has become the shepherd. The king. Right at the end of that reading talks about he has destroyed even death itself. Because once we have been reborn into Christ Jesus, once we live in him, yes, we will die physically. But that eternal death will not happen to us. If you go to the gospel reading today, notice with whom the king identifies himself. It's with the hungry. It's with the thirsty. It's with those who are naked. It is the stranger. It is the sick. It is the imprisoned. And what you do, he said to them, you do to me. And then later, what you do not do to them, you do not do to me. If we are to serve Christ the King, we must do it by serving the neediest among us. That's both a great challenge for us and a great hope. The challenge is so often our selfishness prevents us from doing that. But it's something we can all do. The way to eternal life is not beyond us. It is to serve the King by serving the neediest among us. The Feast of Christ the King began in the year 1925. And the Pope put it in place for one reason. He wanted to try to somehow get across that our faith has to be lived in our everyday lives. Our faith isn't just what we do here. Our faith is what we do when we're out on the street, what we do in our homes, what we do in our workplaces, our classrooms. That's where our faith must be lived. That's the message that each of us must take home today. What we do for the least, we do for Christ our King. And we do that not just here in church, but much more. We do it as we walk through our daily lives. Let us each challenge ourselves. How well do I serve the neediest among us?